each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here. Coffee at KYUK is the show, as usual, sharing my energy with everyone who takes some. And I got some coffee on my sideboard and oatmeal, starting my day heart healthy and correct. On the phone with me this morning is our own Christy Schallenberger. Good morning, Christy.
Morning, Grady.
And there's another person on the phone who has a similar last name as you, Karen Schallenberger. Good morning.
Good morning.
Christy, you'll have to explain and take it away.
All right. Well, most parents are around the nation are confronting a new challenge, homeschooling their kids. And even for those who choose to homeschool, teaching children on your own is daunting at first. So with us today is a veteran homeschooling parent who taught her five children all the way through high school and managed the farm while her husband was gone for long stretches at a time for his job. And those kids are fairly successful, all hold jobs now, and four have college degrees. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Christy.
So, why could you describe where you are right now?
Well, I feel kind of guilty because I heard your weather reports. I'm sitting outside on the back deck in north central Alabama, enjoying blue skies, sunny weather, and a gorgeous day.
And are the dogs out?
No, they got locked up because they interfere with me when I get on the phone.
Well, Mom, do you remember what it was like when you first started homeschooling me? I was an angel, right?
No, you weren't. You had a couple of years of public school under your belt, and so you had a bit of an attitude when we got started.
So when I won't go into further details about that, but... when you think about that, when you first started homeschooling, what is the best piece of advice you can give to new homeschooling parents, especially right now when so many are doing this involuntarily?
Right. So the best thing is to relax, keep it simple, and have a great attitude. This is just a season. It's going to end. So just relax.
And what else would you, advice would you give?
So, of course, when you get started, you make a lot of mistakes, and so now I get to look back with hindsight. And the biggest misnomer out there is the time that it actually takes to school your kids. You should probably only be spending 1 to 3 hours a day, depending on the age of your kids. So if you have young elementary school kids, you probably are only going to actually teach for maybe about an hour. And the rest of the time, they'll be pursuing their studies independently. The next thing that is probably as important as understanding how much time is to set up a routine. If you have a daily routine, and the kids should have a say in this because maybe some of them are morning people and maybe some of them are afternoon. And since we're all kind of self-quarantined right now, we can be free to make those decisions. So set up a routine so the kids and you know what to expect, and then go from there.
So what part of the routine, can you give us more details about, like, how should we go about setting a routine? Where should we set up a place for us to learn?
So there are parts of your studies where you need to have a space where you can write. So your kitchen table, or if you have a desk, make sure that's clear. It's not cluttered. There's no distractions. And it is set up and ready to go with all the supplies you need to do, say, like your math lesson or a spelling test. And then your other subjects, you know, you can just flop on the couch or, you know, lay down on the floor and read. Be as comfortable and as flexible as you can be. The biggest tip that I got a few years into homeschooling, keep your lessons short, keep them simple, and then cut the kids loose to do the exercises or answer the questions based on those lectures or, you know, the lesson, and then go back in 15, 20 minutes and review what they've done, make sure they're on track, make sure that you can answer any questions. But keep it short, keep it simple. And for those who have maybe kids with some learning issues or maybe attention issues, switch up the subjects with what I call like hard and soft subjects. Maybe start off with math, where you give a lesson and then let them go and solve some problems so that they understand the concept. And then go to something light like English, where they can, you know, relax on the couch and read for a little bit, and then come back and maybe do a spelling test. So that way you're switching up the types of subjects, and also if you have a couple of kids, you can be teaching some while others are doing self-directed studies.
What was your favorite part about homeschooling as kids? And you had five of us, so you were kept on your toes.
Well, so when you have multiple kids, so having that routine was important. So I always started with the youngest kids and started off with a lesson, and the older kids usually did some self-directed subjects where they could go right to their textbooks and start reading and answering questions, maybe in history or science or their grammar work or so on and so forth. Math was the biggest one, where I would just go from child to child to child to make sure that I taught the concept, and then gave them time to perform some problems so that I knew and they knew that they understood the concept. So while I was working with other kids, the other kids had their topics that they had to do. My favorite part of homeschooling, and I started this with you kids pretty young, is I read to you every day at breakfast. And I love to read.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Yes, and you kids actually, if somebody got a little antsy or something was late to breakfast, you kids kind of self-policed each other because you wanted to hear the stories too. So that was a fun tradition. The other fun thing about homeschooling was the memories. I have some great memories of some really awkward moments. I can share a couple if you want.
As long as, yes. What was one of those memories?
Okay, so I had a new reader. Of course, we did it phonetically. And we were out to a restaurant, and the waitress came and was asking everybody going around the table what we wanted to drink. And they got to my new reader, and he was looking at his menu, and he said, "Well, I'd like a hic." And we all looked at him like, "What?" And he repeated it very politely, "May I have a hic, please?" And so finally I said, "Point to the menu so I know what you're ordering." Turns out he wanted a high C. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember we had to keep a straight face so that he wouldn't get embarrassed. And we bring it up every Christmas time.
And phonetically, you know, a high C is a hic if you think about it. So that was a fun memory. Then this was a funny one. Your dad and I got a big charge out of this one in middle school. So I had a middle schooler who was doing her science, and the topic was living organisms. Do you remember this?
Oh, wait, Mom.
Can I not say this on live air?
Yeah, let's not do that one.
Okay.
Unless
that was
you want to,
one.
What was your, what?
That was a funny one.
It was a hilarious one. However, I do think Sam would probably kill us at Christmas. It was on the radio. How about, what was your least favorite part about homeschooling?
So this is probably what most parents are going to be facing right now, and we all have them. It's the bad attitude. And it was bad when you kids had a bad attitude, but when I woke up with a bad attitude, it just was not going to be a good day. So how do you deal with attitudes? When we both had bad attitudes, we just tried to get through the bare minimum and then go to our separate spaces and just get after it the next day, because sometimes you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed. On the other side, when I had some attitude situations, like having two boys close together in age, and boys just tend to be physical, I'd have to send them out to just do laps, just to shake off that energy. And funny story is, a neighbor one time said, "Hey, I saw your boys out there doing running laps. Was that PE?" And I said, "No, that was AA, attitude adjustment." So bad attitudes were probably the worst. And you just have to deal with it. You have to know your kids and know what makes them tick and give them incentive to just say, "Hey, look, we need to get through this. It's not going to take very long." And then you can go off and chill and get over it.
Kind of moving to that, you know, this is an incredibly, particularly stressful time around the world. And I remember when Dad would go off for his job, you know, to Iraq or Afghanistan. That was a big part of our childhood. How do you explain, and so that was also a stressful time for you, how do you explain, like, these big, potentially traumatic events to a child, and how do you incorporate that in their learning experience? How did you explain, like, what Dad did to us kids, and how would you advise parents to explain, like, this is what a pandemic is without, you know, adding more stress onto them?
So that's a really good question, because fear is probably the biggest issue that will paralyze everybody. Fear of the unknown, fear of the future. So so as best as you can, I would be as open and honest and transparent in an age-appropriate way with the children. So the future may not look like your life was 2 months ago when everything was going along good, start of a new year, hopes and dreams and everything else, and then all of a sudden the bottom falls out of your world. But look, you know, in life we're kind of not promised, you know, a rose garden, and, you know, tragedy happens. So I would say that you be as honest and positive and realistically in an age-appropriate manner. And the other thing, too, is especially with your older kids, if you have access to the Internet, Google what a virus is. Google what a pandemic is. Google the past pandemics. And then start topics of discussion. So if you were president, how would you handle this? If you were governor, how would you handle this? If you were mayor, if you worked at the hospital, how would you handle this? And just start in a discussion and be a part of the solution. Try to have a positive outlook. And it's hard in these times, but we all face health or family or relationship crisis. So attack it openly and honestly. That would be my advice.
Well, we're coming up. We have about 3 minutes left. So I want to ask you, you know, how can parents take care of themselves? And then if you could go back and do one thing differently, what would that be?
So parents, it is important that you, and for kids too, because of this social distancing, and we are social human beings, parents, you know, find the time, find your people, and have a virtual glass of wine every night at the same time. And get with other parents who are in the same situation and talk about your experiences, your hopes, your fears, your how you're handling your kids, and encourage each other and lift up each other, but stay in touch. And also that's important for parents to allow their kids to, whatever mechanism you have, stay in touch with each other. Let them stay in touch with their classmates. And so that's what I would suggest for the parents. And also be alert to and sensitive that there may be some underlying mental health. There may be some depression, some fear, some anxiety in your kids. Be alert to that and be open to communication. Things that I would do differently, Christy Lee, I would pay someone to teach you how to drive. What did you just say? I said I would pay somebody to teach you how to drive, and it would be worth it.
Well, you know what? All of my bad driving is on you. You're the one that really traumatized me. But in all seriousness, what else would you do differently?
I had great memories of you kids. I wouldn't trade it for the world. There are some things that I would do differently, but that's for another day.
Any final thoughts before I have to say goodbye?
So I would say this is just the season we're in. We're going to get through it. Just like our grandparents got through the world wars and our parents got through Vietnam and other issues, this is a season. It'll shape us, but don't let it define you. So have fun. Start new traditions. Make memories and document them, because 50 years from now, it's going to be the pictures and the notes and the journals that you create during this time that the next generation will look back on, and this will be history. So have fun.
All right, Mom. Well, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing those memories. And I guess I can take the ribbing about my driving. Lord knows I get enough of it from you guys at home.
And
I love
deservedly
you,
so.
And I miss you, and I hope I see you soon.
All right. I love you.
That was my mom, Karen Schallenberger from Alabama, talking about homeschooling. She managed to raise all five of us to become, in her own words, successful taxpayers. And I turned to her when I realized a lot of people were homeschooling their kids for the first time, because she has a lot of great insight. So tune in Monday through Friday for more coronavirus updates at coffee@KYUK. And back to you, Grady.
Okay, Christy. Maybe that's why you moved to a place with no roads.
Oh, at two? All right.
Have an excellent day and stay safe and healthy. Thank you, Christy Schallenberger from KYUK News, hosting Coffee at KYUK today. Hey, on the way out in a second, before the outro, you're going to hear an LKSD spot specifically about managing space for learning at home, part of a partnership with LKSD and KYUK to provide learning tips. So you'll hear that on the way out here in about 10 seconds, and then it'll be my outro. But don't forget to be awesome to each other is the order of the day, y'all.
This is Kristen Henke from LKSD Early Learning Programs with a tip about making space for learning. Older students achieve their best work in a quiet, comfortable, and dedicated space devoted to learning. Ideally, this will be a different setup than where they normally play games or watch television. Keep in mind that children will be in this space for several hours each day, and parents should watch and make sure that the lighting is good and the seating is healthy and comfortable.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.